All right, partner, you know what time it is.
That doesn't mean you care, does it?
Yeah, hello, mud babies and pod people, inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your freshly haircutted leader, the tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, and I'm here with Miss Thang, and I'm about to give her a Cosmo quiz. Yeah, so sit back, listen, enjoy. Mike Jones will be our guest here in a little bit. Find out more about Mike and what's going on in the world and hot topics. So, grab a beer, grab a Coke, grab some clear American water from Walmart. That's what I'm drinking, the pineapple coconut. I love it. Sit back now and enjoy the show. I'm going to give you the...
That's kind of a huge thing.
This is the Cosmopolitan quiz. This is how you were wondering what's on my iPad, why I have Cosmo. It's the quiz. I'm going to give you the quiz.
What is this quiz?
To find out if you really care or not.
Okay.
And you said, well, I folded your underwear.
In that voice.
Well, I folded your
underwear. Oh, dear Lord.
You said come up with new characters. You didn't like that one?
No. How do you actually hear my voice when I talk?
Like that? It sounds exactly like that.
I'm concerned. We need to go to counseling.
No, this is actually, I was looking up, I saw it on my iPad, then I looked it up on the internet.
Should I let her down?
Yeah, go ahead and let her down.
Okay, entertain.
Okay, entertain the masses while you run and just let the little one down. We're talking about Cosmopolitan magazine today, which I've always said is one of the worst fight-starting things you can have. You know, let's take the quiz, see how compatible we are. I'll go get a pencil. I'll go pack, you know, because it's never the right answer. But I saw this quiz.
Do you have a pencil?
Are you back?
I am.
No, you don't need a pencil. I'm going to do it online.
Oh.
And we're gonna do this and see. Here.
I remember my girlfriends and I doing these growing up.
Uh-huh.
And we would pretend what we want the boy to answer.
Oh, so you'd pretend to be the boy?
I would never be the boy. No, I was the girl.
Oh.
But I had girlfriends, yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the quiz. You ready?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Are you way too good for him?
No.
That's the quiz.
Okay.
Okay. He may not have chiseled abs or an amazing job, but does he have what it takes to be your relationship? Find out if your bond has staying power.
Okay.
Or if you are looking for the wrong traits in this guy.
I'm really nervous.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, grain of salt.
Okay. During a hookup with a cute guy, you get a glimpse of his gorilla-like hairy back. What's your reaction? You focus on what you dig about him, his gorgeous eyes. Who cares? It's not like you're Miss Perfect. Or you feel physically nauseous and make an excuse and go home.
A.
Okay. Next question.
Did I answer wrongly?
I'm going to find out later.
Okay.
When you're on a first date, how do you determine if the evening is going well? A. There aren't any long lulls in the conversation. He takes me out to dinner at a fancy restaurant. Nothing spells love like filet mignon. We really click and have a ton in common.
A.
Okay. Next question. If your guy said something that pissed you off, you would want him to amend things by delivering a huge bouquet of roses, or better yet, diamonds. sitting down with you to talk it out, or sending you a let's make up text?
B. What?
Quick,
are you judging me?
Quick. What is the thing that you like best about your boyfriend? He always shows up for the dates on time, the way he treats me, or his seriously sexy abs of steel. Okay, we don't have to worry about that one.
B.
Oh. Your coworker wants to set you up with one of her fiancé's single buddies. You ask her, why do you think he's a good match for me? How's tonight? Well, before I decide, what does he look like? How tall is he? And what does he do?
C.
Okay. Soulmate seeker. Here's the answer, I guess. Looks and goals pique your interest, but you value more important qualities. You choose men who respect, intrigue, and understand you, says New York City psychotherapist Joanne Magdoff. That's why you rate a date on chemistry, not what he shells out. And while you're hardly high maintenance, you are no doormat either. You want your guy to put out effort into apologizing and other things. That alluring combo lets you have meaningful relationships.
Wow, I did good, I think, right?
I think you did. But I really don't know if you did or not. There's no definite answer on this quiz, is there?
But I seek meaningful relationships. That means I'm not a flaky flakerson.
Right. Nobody wants a flaky flakerson.
Right.
So I guess you did good on your quiz.
Do you still love me?
Of course.
All right.
I was hoping this was going to give us like some kind of, you scored a 99 of the 100, you know, quiz, not some random.
We'd have to go to like Ask Men quiz or something because they put it in those terms because that's what men, those are the terms men prefer.
And not flaky flakerson answers like this?
That's not a flaky flakerson answer. It says that I love love. That was my interpretation.
I love love. Well, that's good. I'm glad you love love.
I love you.
Yeah, well, thank you. Love you too. So what's your take on Snooki's baby yesterday? I haven't really talked to you about it.
Yeah. Well, we knew it was coming. So not a shocker. I thought she chose...
I know the Bible warned about it.
I think she chose a decent name as compared to many of the Hollywood people that have babies.
What's the name? What was the name? Lesbian Dominic or something like that?
Leonardo or something? Or Lorenzo.
Lorenzo Dominic.
Yeah. Isn't that a very Italian-rooted name?
I think so.
It's not like nail ab lounge.
Are you looking around the room trying to think of things like celebrities
but it seems
do?
Seems like that's what they do.
We named it Apple Crate. Yeah, one of those. We didn't like Glennis.
Because we were eating an apple.
Yeah.
And sitting on a Craig. Yeah.
Apple.
Yeah. Good for them though.
Yeah.
And she has a boyfriend that's the baby daddy.
What was the
She's not a
what's
single
the,
mom.
What's the name?
Gianni.
I was trying to think
Gianni.
Of that today. Remember, we saw that episode.
Yes, and it stuck in my
Gianni,
head.
Don't leave me, Gianni. I love you, Gianni. Oh.
That was a boring Sunday. We were too lazy to change the television.
Not only were we too lazy, we're just wrong in our morals.
It was like a traffic wreck. You're just like,
what?
Staring.
People watch this?
Rubberneck.
Did you do it again?
Yeah.
Oh, look. Now they got in a fight, but now they're crawling in each other's bed.
Cameras aren't rolling.
It's like Big Brother with diseases.
Yes. I'm proud. Nobody's fornicated on Big Brother this year.
They haven't?
That we know.
Have they done it before in Big Brother in the past?
Yeah.
Who? Janelle?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't remember. I'm horrible with names. But
you think Ian's going to get laid in this season?
No. In this lifetime?
No. Oh!
He's awesome, though.
You think
he's more
win?
Of the Sheldon as opposed to the Leonard. Don't you think a Big Brother Big Bang?
Yes. Yeah, I definitely see that. And I see that he's... I was watching today for just a little bit of the live feed.
Mm-hmm.
He sits and rocks a lot. Yeah. He rocks like...
That's a very Sheldon-type behavior. Very awkward and...
Rocking is usually like a sign of a mental health thing. I've always heard that's like, you know...
Oh, great. I really like him. I hope he wins. After all this. But...
Well, if nothing else, they ought to make him a guest on Big Bang
Theory. Yeah. He should be like Sheldon's cousin.
Be perfect for that.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could be Sheldon's cousin, but he could come in and he could steal Penny away.
Nobody wants that now.
No?
Leonard and Penny are soulmates.
They are?
Yes.
Okay.
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 Any word?
Yeah, Mike Jones just texted. I think he wants to call in. And
well, let's bring him on.
You want to call him?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Hello, Mike Jones.
What's up?
So you were napping.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Just too much.
Sorry about this.
That's okay. We were down here in the studio.
Basement.
Recording some other stuff. I made Miss Thang take a Cosmo quiz to see if we were compatible or not. Now she's crying and packing.
Who is?
Yeah, she...
What?
You know how those quizzes are. You know, you take a Cosmo quiz, you might as well just already...
Cosmo quiz.
Yeah, you've never taken a Cosmopolitan quiz with your wife?
Heck, I'm not doing that. No way.
Why?
Don't need it.
You don't want to know the truth?
Nah, I don't want to know how bad I suck and how probably would be better for it if I had 4 double A batteries in it.
The question was, is he the right guy for you?
You never are.
No, you can't be, because all these questions are like, the first time you saw his chiseled abs.
Yeah.
What?
Unless you're the most well-built, romantic, sweet, gayest, yet most macho man on earth, you're never going to be the right man for her, sorry.
Yeah, I totally agree. So she's coming back here. She's going to sit in with us for a little bit tonight.
Okay.
She wants to be part of the Mike Jones experience.
Ooh, it could be good. Maybe.
Say hi to Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Miss Thang. Let me apologize in advance.
I've seen your Facebook post, and I know what to expect.
Yeah, so you were moving today?
Huh?
Were you moving today?
Mowing.
Oh, you were mowing.
Yeah, moving. I was moving around the yard from point A to point B.
Oh, I thought you were moving. Mowing is a completely different thing.
Yeah.
Did you mow today?
No, I was going to mow, and I decided to move.
From the basement
yeah.
to the refrigerator?
Right.
Okay.
I moved from this chair
yes.
to another chair, and it wore me out. I had to take a nap, much like Mike did. So what's going on in the news that's got you all stirred up?
Been watching the Hurricane Isaac stuff.
How's that going?
They put off the Republican National Convention for that.
And that was in
Tampa.
Tampa, yes. They gaveled it today, just convened it, just said they were there, and they're going to actually kick it off tomorrow.
Is the hurricane going to hit?
I haven't heard. I've been asleep.
I haven't heard. I've been at work.
I seriously woke up like 5 minutes before I let you know I was up. So.
Oh, okay. So you have no clue what's going on in the world or if the Hurricane Isaac Hayes has struck Florida?
Florida could be gone right now. I don't know. I haven't checked. To look at the weather, I guess.
I'm sure we get a push notification about that.
I bet our phones would just blow up with people like, Florida has just been blown off the country. It is floating toward Cuba. And we'd be like, yay, they're all going back.
They're saying it's following a Katrina-like path. So New Orleans.
Oh. Mm-hmm. The Chocolate City could be hit again?
Again.
Yeah, they're saying it's getting full force and heading down that same course.
Have you heard? Did New Orleans, Norlands? How do you pronounce that? New Orleans, Narlands? What?
Narlands.
Okay. Did they recover enough for another hurricane? Did they rebuild all that dikes
yeah.
and stuff? Speaking of which, Rosie O'Donnell got married today. Did you hear?
Didn't know that.
Yeah, because you were napping.
Yeah. Sorry.
she secretly married her long-term girlfriend.
What's her name, Kelly?
Yeah, something like that. She's sick. They got married because the girlfriend is sick.
And Rosie just had the heart attack.
Rosie just had a heart attack. And the article I read said, soon as they were healthy enough, they were going to take a honeymoon.
Huh?
I guess it means they're on the way down to New Orleans to block the hurricane.
Yeah, let's hope so. You're going to go down there and lay down in the levee.
When the labia breaks.
New Orleans will have the most reinforced dikes in the country down there, keeping the water off of them. That'll be great.
Have you ever been through a hurricane?
No, I haven't. Been through some tornadoes.
Scary tornadoes? Or just like, hey, there's one across town?
Yeah, pretty scary ones, yeah. Now, you don't get hurricanes as far inland as we are, but, you know, you get some good tornado weather.
Yeah, I didn't know if you ever lived in the area. When I lived down in Texas, went through Hurricane Alicia, and it's one of those, you'll stay up all night for a hurricane. You will actually, you know, it's coming, you're watching the news, the power goes out, you're listening to the radio, you're looking out the window like you're not supposed to. It's pretty scary. I don't understand how people even decide to hang out and stay for a hurricane party.
Nah, not me. I wouldn't be doing that.
But if you've grown up around it and you're just kind of used to it. I have one of my recruiters that I work with. She lives in Tampa. And the office was closed today. She's like, I guess we'll have a hurricane party. Get some beer. If you've been through it, you just kind of expect it to not be that bad until it is that bad.
Until it's Katrina and there's bodies floating in the attic.
Right. They've been through so many that they just assume that it's not going to be bad. I think. That's my guesstimate.
Mm. Yeah, if I had a hurricane coming here, I'd probably be looking to go take a vacation somewhere in Kansas or something.
That's a bad vacation.
So what is your take now on what is the Mike Jones view of Lance Armstrong giving up his fight and giving back all of his wins?
He did give it all back and didn't contest it, did he?
Mm-mm.
Well, I'd say the man's got the cast iron ball.
So do you think he gave up because he's guilty, or he gave up because he's just tired of fighting them?
No, I think he gave up because he's guilty. I think it's fairly obvious that he's guilty. He can save face by never admitting it and not contesting it, which is, I think, the route he took. But, I think he must have been doping.
What do you think, Mustang?
I want to think that he's just kind of like, I'm done with it, and it's
over. I'm tired.
It's gonna be an expensive
fight,
and
I think he even probably had like one of his testicles cut off to be more aerodynamic and gain a little advantage in the bike races too, and he made up the whole thing about having testicular cancer. That's what I think.
I agree, but I thought that before and said it before too, that with just one of them, he can pedal without them pinching together and any pain. You know, he could just lay there on the front of that pointed little bike seat.
Yeah, when he had two, I mean, you know, probably hurt the pedal after like the first couple hours or so because he was sitting on them, but by getting rid of one of them, he can just throw that one up over his shoulder and keep going.
Oh my goodness.
But I think that's what he did.
Mm-hmm. That's what they should have been looking
into.
I
already apologized in advance, so I don't want to hear that.
I apologized. You knew I was going to be talking about testicles and buttholes and stuff, so I said... I said I saw her early.
I got that out of the way right on the front end, so no complaints. Thank you very much.
Well, Mike, do you have a pet of some sort? You have basset hounds or something, don't you? What do you have?
I've got beagles.
Beagles, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. Miss Thing and I were talking earlier because her cat, Podcat, Pooh Bear, has decided it loves me more than her.
It does. She does.
Wow. Cats like you.
Right. I've never been a cat person. All of a sudden, this cat just can't live without me. Has to be near me. Has to touch me. I don't know. Maybe it's because I have two balls, you know.
I don't know. Maybe it's the hairdo or something. Maybe she's mistaken.
That's what I said.
Middle-aged librarian.
No, but Janet did say maybe the cat just likes your luscious hair better than mine.
Yeah.
I don't know that I said Cat's luscious.
Cat's mistaken
but...
you for a middle-aged undersex librarian. Matthew McConaughey fantasies. Meow. You should probably get like 46 more to go with that one.
That's what I'm thinking. I just have this whole basement just full of cats.
I'm not changing the litter box.
You can build a big old oversized litter box. It's always going to just look like a green bean casserole full of cat poop all the time.
That's right.
It always needs changing all the time.
We could just put an inch of sand in the whole bottom of the basement here and just turn it into a giant cat box.
Yeah, there you go. Then you
or
can shovel
beach.
It out like a horse stall or wearing a gas mask and whatnot.
Right.
Just get yourself a skid loader and just pull in the basement with a skid loader and clean it up.
See, look, the cat just jumped in my lap again. Look at this.
And the dog's in mine, shaking like a leaf. Because she's pissed that Pooh Bear's getting daddy love.
Yeah, you could get some daddy love.
Whoa, don't turn that Mike Jones switch on.
You want some daddy love?
His Facebook comments say enough.
Oh, I saw something on one of your Facebook, Mike, about don't let your insecurities bring you down or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Who were you complaining about?
Oh, that person knows who they are. So.
Oh. That's called a subtweet in the other world. In the Twitter world, it's called a subtweet. When you tweet something like that, and they're like, they know. If they know who they are, they get it. They know.
If they saw it, they got it, and they know.
Well, you signed up for Twitter, and you don't really do it.
Yeah, you know how it is.
How is it, Mike?
Probably signed up for a lot of things I didn't really do either.
Like the military?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, cutting Christmas trees for the Cub Scouts. It's just like that.
You didn't really do that, did you?
Oh, yeah. You know how it is. You're getting pressured. Somebody's in your face, and you make empty promises you don't intend to keep. So.
Mm-hmm. That's called marriage.
Yeah. True. That's true.
Oh, I just got the glare from Miss Thang. Just the glare. Yeah. That's not true for everybody.
Right. I don't recommend it unless you want to go all the way. I mean, like Lance Armstrong only went halfway, so he could probably date somebody seriously. But he still has one of his testicles, so he's not qualified yet to be a long-termer in the marriage department. You need to go ahead and put that other one in a ball jar. Hand it over.
Didn't he? He was with Sheryl Crow for a long time, wasn't he?
I've heard that, but who has Sheryl Crow not been with?
Oh!
Is she married yet?
No, I think she just adopted a baby or something.
I think she got really sick once with cancer, and then Rosie O'Donnell tried to marry her.
Man. He already apologized, baby. You don't need to give him the look.
I didn't give him the look.
I like Sheryl Crow. It's just, I think she's been with everybody. I mean, wasn't she like dating Eric Clapton a long time ago?
Yeah, she wrote that song, My Favorite Mistake, or I think that was the song it was.
And that was about Eric Clapton?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't follow her. I know nothing about her.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
You weren't a Sheryl Crow fan?
No.
All I want to do is have some fun. Remember that one?
There you go. Janet, I'll have you know that back in the 90s, I owned Tuesday Night Music Club and the Globe Session CD back when she first became popular in like 1994 or 96, rather. So,
she's from Columbia, Missouri.
I was at one time a Sheryl Crow fan.
She's from Missouri. She's from a couple hours from where I'm from. That's all I know about her.
She's from that Winterbone area?
No, she's more the metropolitan area of Missouri.
Oh, you're more the Winterbone people.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Have you seen...
What a big career she's had, though, to go from being playing clubs in Missouri to, you know, getting cancer and being proposed to by Rosie O'Donnell. I mean,
That's living.
Her career's around the gamut from one end to the other.
I don't think she was really proposed to by Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, Mike Jones said it.
Mike Jones, you heard it here first, folks. Mike Jones said
it. I heard it because you just said it.
Well, you know, we should start a segment on the show called Rumor. Because rumors have to start somewhere. They all have to have somewhere. And we should just, you know what I mean? We should just start them. You know, just make them up. And this is how rumors get started. We'll just start one.
That's how they get their news on MSNBC, so what's wrong with us doing it?
Oh, just making it up.
Just make up something and, yeah, go with it. Report it two or three times, and all of a sudden it's a fact. So, mm-hmm.
I heard that the Robert Pattinson, the guy from Twilight. I heard he donated one of his testicles to Lance Armstrong.
Is that why Lance has one?
Yeah.
He's got Edward Cullen testicles. Testicle, brother.
You know the name.
I was about to say that.
You know the name. Full name of his character.
Edward Cullen.
You're a closet Twilight fan. High five, Mike Jones.
I'm in the closet. Yeah, I'm in the closet.
How did you know that? How did you know Edward Cullen?
Had a daughter that was 14 when the Twilight series was big on television. And actually, one of my wife's girlfriends has read all the original books that it was based on, and the True Blood, all that stuff.
Oh, we tried to watch True Blood. I kind of liked it because they got naked, but Janet didn't like it at all because she didn't understand who they were.
Yeah, I think we need to rent the DVDs or something.
You can't really just jump in the middle of it.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I've done is we've got all the DVDs and watched all the seasons from one end to the other. Kind of catch up because we didn't start watching it until the third season.
Mm-hmm. Now that Desperate Housewives is gone, find something.
Yeah, all the women in my life are pretty much fantasizing about having sex with vampires all the time, I guess. So
you got to join in on the fun,
well,
huh?
Yeah. Now let's take a look.
Yeah, I gotta know what the current trend is.
What do they like?
Need to be dead and really really pale and
sparkly in the sunlight.
But let's take a look at that. What you just said. Why are women so attracted to wanting to have sex with vampires? What is that?
Again, it's got to be the eternal rigor mortis, I suppose. I don't know. They're always ready.
Uh-huh.
They're
so inappropriate.
Apparently all vampires, only good, really, really good-looking guys ever become vampires.
I think when people become vampires, they become really good-looking.
Is that what it is? What if Ed Asner became a vampire? Would he?
I'm going to Google. Who's that?
Ed Asner? Did you hear that, Mike? She had no idea who Ed Asner was.
Really?
Yeah.
She just graduated last year, didn't she?
Yeah, that's true. But not only this,
you picked her up at a prom party, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I know who he is now.
He was on Hawaii 5-0 we watched the other night.
Google.
Was he on there?
He was on the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Exactly. But no, he was on Hawaii 5-0. He played a character that he played in the original show.
Well, there you go. He was the infamous Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore show. Everybody knew Lou.
Google just taught me that. And I recognize his face.
I didn't even have to say Google, bitch, because she would be mad.
Right. Ted Knight and him had their thing going on the Mary Tyler Moore show in the early 70s. She probably doesn't know who Ted Knight is either.
Do you know who Ted Knight is, ma'am?
Probably
not. Why don't you hit Google there, Mayor? Find out.
Okay, I recognize
him.
For
us, Mayor.
Yeah.
he was in Caddyshack too. Mm-hmm.
He was.
Yeah.
He's one of those cheesy smile men.
You recognize him as soon as you see him. You just don't know the name.
Ted Knight. What about Ed Asner?
What if he was a vampire?
You need to get really sick and Rosie O'Donnell.
I bet he'd grow some hair back and be thinner and would be hot.
I think they should just do a whole vampire movie with all like Ed Asner looking people.
Yeah.
Who's going to watch it?
They should do a Twilight remake.
Ed Asner is a confessed communist, by the way. So
is he really?
I don't know that he could actually be that great of a vampire.
Oh, speaking of actors that got in trouble,
maybe he would be.
Speaking of actors that got in trouble, do I still have this up? Yes. You know who that guy R. Lee Ermey is?
Ermey.
That's right.
Ermey.
Yeah, he was the drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
He says that he's lost his job with Geico because of his anti-Obama views. It says he said it cost him his job.
I don't doubt it. They kind of should have known where Arlie stood when they hired him, I think. I mean, give me a break.
Right, yeah. Former
Marine drill sergeant.
Are you there?
You know, nobody in the military supports Obama. Give me a break.
He said, if you're a conservative in this town, you better watch out. He reportedly told TMZ photographer explaining his beliefs in anti-Obama views cost him his job. He said last year that Obama was trying to impose socialism on the U.S., and that got him fired from GEICO. Those jack wagons!
Well, what does that tell me about GEICO? Are they right there with Progressive Insurances being socialist? Oh, but I love GEICO and Progressive Insurance. Just let me get that out of the way right up front.
Right up front.
Even in the name, I mean, Progressive Insurance, come on, the name Progressive, give me a break.
They're progressives.
The progressives, yeah. And Arlie Ermey couldn't stomach it, so, hey.
They should have known where he stood
when they hired him.
That commercial of him being the, what was it, that he was the therapist. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was, I think it was one of their best commercials ever, where the guy's lady, why don't you take a trip to namby-pamby land?
Yeah. And then why would you fire somebody over their political views when you're trying to sell insurance? I mean, who cares?
Right.
I don't think he was coming, I don't think he was doing their radio TV spots, and dissing Obama.
No. So, and if you find out that he didn't like Obama, well, maybe the other side might be buying insurance from you.
Yeah, I mean, because apparently GEICO Insurance probably only wants to sell insurance to like 29% of the American population. That must be what it is.
Look at Mike throwing facts. Look at him throwing facts out there. 29%.
It's only about 29% of the American population are hardcore Democrats, so they must be worried about losing that 29% of the population that might buy their product.
What do you think there, Miss Thang? You're staring like,
I'm just taking it all in. I have GEICO.
You do?
I'm not a Democrat.
Are you?
No.
It's probably not required.
It wasn't on the application.
Are you a communist? And we didn't even know it?
No.
Is that why you're always in pink? Pinko?
Pink?
Pinko, commie? Commie?
It's an age thing.
It's an age thing.
All the young kids now, it's hip to like Obama.
What do you do for a living, Mike Jones?
I'm a designer.
What do you design?
Kitchens and bathrooms.
Nice. I've been wondering, and I keep telling Mr. Steve to ask you, and he never does. Those are girl questions.
I just always thought you were doing photography stuff.
I do that, too.
Wow.
My main gig is a kitchen and bath designer. In fact, I'm just... Actually, a week from today, I start with a new company in Brentwood doing that. So I'm at a big upheaval, big job change, and I'm excited and looking forward to it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'll be working the home show at the convention center in downtown Nashville next weekend. So.
Wow, Brentwood, that's fancy.
Yeah, but the new company, I'm going to have to crash course next week on other products because that weekend I'll be working the home show with the owner. And talking up their products. So.
How big of a company is it? None of my business, if you don't want to tell me.
Pretty large. What do you want, like a prospectus?
How many people?
She wants to buy stock.
I know. What is the name of
Mike
the company?
Mike Jones has joined the company. I must buy stock now.
Well, you should give them a plug, because somebody in Nashville might hear this and want to get you to design their crapper.
I mostly do kitchens, but yeah, if you want a crapper in your kitchen, you can probably find a way to work it in there.
That would be way convenient.
Wouldn't that be convenient? Instead of a pantry, you just open the door like a pantry, and there's the crapper right there.
Oh, you want a door on it. I was just thinking about tying it in like next to the
germs
dishwasher.
Germs fly.
No, I just mean, you need a door, but you need one of those like that etched glass where you can kind of see who's in there.
Yeah, what a tease.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I think I see a human form there on the crapper through the etched glass.
Right.
It's such a tease.
And you'd hear through the door. Is dinner almost ready? Because I'm almost through.
I'm behind this etched glass door that says pantry on it.
I want one of those.
The name of the company is Procraft Cabinetry.
Are they nationwide?
Yeah, they actually sell and ship all over the nation. A lot of contractor business, a lot of high-end home design, which is mainly what I'll be doing.
They're bad. Like, they're nationwide.
Do you get to travel?
I'll just be doing a lot of in-home measurements and consultations and things. And a lot of more higher-end home-type designs.
Mm.
Average kitchen, probably $30,000-$40,000
or so. Wow.
For this market.
And then you'll get a percentage of that money?
Yeah, salary and then some commission on.
We're asking
that
too much.
Well, I know. You took us on a weird trail. What do you do for a living, Mike? I thought you just made up funny shit. But no, you.
I thought you just sat around in a duct tape lawn chair in the backyard all day drinking beer and bitching about Rosie O'Donnell.
That's seriously what I thought you did, basically. Because I look at a Facebook post and you were just like funny as hell, making fun of, you know, America.
And you sell bathrooms and kitchens.
Usually I'm either in front of the computer redesigning somebody's house or I'm in front of the computer editing photos, one or the other. So, yeah.
Hmm. He does a lot of naked photos.
That's me. Tons. Absolutely tons.
Of yourself?
No. That's a cell phone. This is with this real camera.
Oh. Yeah.
I do have a widescreen monitor, though, so I could probably get me all in one of those, I suppose, but no, not me.
He wants to take nude pictures of Rosie O'Donnell now. He wants to do those He wants to do those morning after wedding photos that we were talking about earlier.
Have you heard of that,
I've
Mike?
I've got a dual screen monitor set up, so I could probably edit Rosie O'Donnell all in one pass.
Have you heard about that, though? We were just talking about this. It's a new photography thing that they're doing where photographers actually come and take pictures of you the morning after your first night together.
I'm in some groups that have been discussing the wedding night photos. There are a lot of couples that are looking for that now, wedding night photos, which I don't think I would be into.
You're paid
really well.
From what I hear, after a wedding, you're exhausted. I can't imagine doing a photo shoot afterwards.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like beyond trash the dress type stuff, so.
I was telling Steve about trash the dress today.
Have you taken some trash the dress photos?
I plead the fifth. But we were discussing some of the forums that I'm in, a girl actually drowned during the trash the dress photo session the other day. Did you see that in the news?
No,
I
didn't.
Not.
Yeah, she was in a river doing some water photos. And it was actually her idea to do the trash the dress water photos. And all the tulle fabric and the lace in the dress got wet and it became really heavy and just pulled her under.
Oh.
And, you know, a couple of guys tried to get her out, but it was too late. She actually drowned under the weight of her own dress.
Where was this?
I'd have to go back and look at the story. I can't remember what city it was in.
That'll teach you to trash the dress. Something that's supposed to be
sacred
and last forever, and you just want to go and trash the dress. God punished her.
Yes, a lot of photographers are rethinking their, because a lot of them make big money on those sessions doing those trash the dress photos after the wedding. They'll shoot the wedding and then shoot that, but. And then, like I said, there's a calling now to do the wedding night shoot, which I think I'd probably pass on.
Do they want, like, sexy wedding night photos?
Well, yeah. But, 90% of the world is hideously ugly, and I just, unless it paid really well, I'm not going to sit up all night long photographing that.
99.
Anyway.
Is there really a lot of ugly people?
Are there?
Is there?
Are there?
I don't know, but
not in my immediate vicinity.
No, not in my either. But if I was a doctor, a medical student, and I was trying to decide what area field of medicine I wanted to go into, I think all I would have to do is walk around like the Dollar Tree.
There you go.
You know what I mean? You go like, well, I don't want to look at that person's butt, so I won't be a proctologist. Oh, I never want to see the vagina on those two, so that's out.
Yeah. I imagine being a gynecologist would probably ruin you for women forever, you know?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, if you've been at work all day looking at green ones and brown ones and smelly ones and diseased ones and everything, and by the time you come home and you get offered some of that, you're going to... No, it's okay. Thanks anyway, you know.
It'd kind of be like a mechanic coming home to a broken down car, you know? She could just be laid out all sexy on the couch, and you'd be like, put that away. I have seen enough of those today.
I've been under the hood of one of those things all day long.
and by hood, you do mean hood.
I do mean it, yeah. It's like, just close the door, put the car cover on it, you know. I gotta watch Matlock.
This thing is making
my mind off this thing.
This thing is making a disgusting face right now.
I understand.
You took it over the line.
He already apologized.
I apologize in advance. And you're welcome to edit this.
You know he won't.
She's asked me to edit a couple things and then I leave it in. The next day she's like, you said you were gonna take that out. Like, it's more fun when you leave it in.
And that's the voice I use every time.
You never take out anything I expect you to take out either. You leave in every bit of my stumbling and fumbling. And
he loves that.
Well, it
makes him look perfect.
No, it sounds real. It sounds real.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mike, we appreciate you joining us here tonight. We're way past our 30 minutes, but I'm going to leave everything in here tonight. We'll just make it one longer because I was short today. I only did 20 minutes today. So we'll give an extra 10. Today.
30 minutes sure does go by fast with you.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. An hour of McGrew time is like 10 minutes of actual human time.
Right.
I agree with that
statement. Yeah, because you've said that 2 minutes with me seems like an eternity.
No, I haven't.
Keep that up, dude. Keep it up.
All right, Mike.
You know, the whole 2 minutes, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a man.
I beat the egg timer.
Wow.
Oh, my.
That was fun. All right, man, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again. We'll do it one more time.
All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot. It's fun being on.
All right, have a great night. Talk to you later.
All right.
See you.
And that was Mike Jones. Mike, our Facebook friend and podcast friend. Friend of the podcast. That's what you should become. Friend of the podcast. You know, you can make donations on the website. That's right, podbean.com. You can make donations to help keep this podcast on the air. That's right. I had to buy new microphone covers because it was popping and cracking. One of our sponsors, I took the money from the donations and paid for that. So you guys are great. I appreciate it. Hey, let's see. What I got to say, support our sponsors, our regular sponsors, Pop Chips and Perky Jerky. Perky Jerky, the action-packed snack. And Pop Chips, they're always pop, never fried. But they're always delicious. You guys, find us on iTunes. Find us at Stitcher Radio. You can find us at podbay.fm. We're popping up everywhere. It's Remasculate. God bless you. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're under with ingrains and news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys. eyes, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me?